Fred, how are you this morning?
Tony, how are you?
I'm going to let you get in a shameless plug because I know you've been working hard on a special that you're going to have for the Michigan-Michigan State football game.
Oh, thanks. Most of my career is shameless, but we have a Michigan-Michigan State special. Of course, it's called The Battle for Bunyan. It'll be live Saturday morning at 11 a.m. until noon, and with the 3:30 game, of course, it allows folks to, you know, before they get in their tailgating mood, or maybe even before they go to the game in A-Square if they're going, to catch our special, get in the mood for the game, and then go down there. 1 hour long, live with all the interviews and behind-the-scenes stuff from 11 until noon. Michigan versus Michigan State, The Battle for Bunyan, 1 hour long, and we hope some folks will tune in, and I thank you for the plug.
Even though Fred Heumann is a fairly young guy, he's a wily old veteran. I've had the opportunity to call a state championship basketball game with him, and he really knows the history of sports here in the state of Michigan as someone who has worked in the Detroit market as well as here in Lansing. When we talk about this rivalry, let's throw out all the crazy cliches. Yes, we know all the records can go out the window and blah, blah, blah. When we think about this, I think it's turning into a bigger deal for Michigan since they've lost two in a row, hasn't it, Fred?
Well, it's turned into a lot bigger deal in recent years. Number one, because of what you just said. You know, everyone always said it's not a rivalry until both teams win. And number two, you say throw the records out the window. For about 15 years, State would like to throw the records out the window because they just weren't competitive. And in my early years covering this game, in my first stay in Lansing, heck, Tim Stout and I used to stand together in the press box on the old photo deck and watch the games, and we'd just make jokes during the Michigan-Michigan State game. Because, you know, it'd be 42-0 at Spartan Stadium, and Shem Beckler would just come in here, and he had his way. And what, they won like 8 straight, and Michigan State wasn't even competitive. But, you know, I think D'Antonio did a very important thing for Michigan State, for alums, and for the current program when he walked in here in 2007. And I'm not even sure I realized the significance of it at the time, but he came into that press conference in his first Michigan week, and he asked a simple question about how big this game is and should be. And he looked right at the cameras and at the people in the media on the Monday press conference, Tony, and he said, "How long are we going to bow down to the University of Michigan?" Now, he wasn't just answering a question. He was sending out a message to Spartan Nation that this is a new era, and we need to take this seriously, and we need to stop this inferiority complex. And then they went out. They lost the game. They lost a tough game that they should have won at Spartan Stadium when they blew the lead. And Michigan came back. Chad Henning was terrific that day. And then on the Monday afterward, you know, he fired out another salvo. He says they can do all their talking and all their bulletin board stuff and all the stuff that this rivalry doesn't mean anything, and they can make fun of us. They won. But this isn't over. It'll never be over. It's just starting. And those two comments, I think, Tony, said, I've talked to former players about this. In fact, we're doing a piece with Bill Burke in the show tomorrow about how people reacted to that. And how that was a message to the program, to alums, that we're in this again, baby, and we're here, and we're back, and we're not going to bow down to Michigan anymore. And, of course, it helps when you go out and beat them 2 years in a row. And I think what I just described was a very significant time for Michigan State and really put the stamp on D'Antonio's stay here. This was important to him. He made it important. Michigan laughed at the countdown clock that they had, but he did that with intent. He wanted them to know that, baby, we're here, we're coming, you're a priority, we're going to get you, we're not going to win every year, but we're going toe-to-toe with you, and we're going to beat you once in a while. And, of course, then you got to go out and do it, and he has.
And, Fred, in talking about that proclamation that D'Antonio made, it reminded me, and of him putting the clock up to how many days and minutes and seconds it is to playing Michigan. He had that put up in the weight facility at Michigan State. It reminded me of a comment I heard when I was a young puppy, and I was at a practice at the University of Michigan when Bo was still alive, and I heard him say he wanted to beat the crap out of Michigan State. Now, he didn't publicly go out and say that, but I heard him telling his coaches during a practice, and I get the sense that D'Antonio wants to do the same thing.
Well, he does. There's no question that he does. And don't kid yourself. The coaches and most of the players say all the right things. But there's some nastiness in this rivalry. And behind this, there's a lot of dirty recruiting tricks that go on. And I think Michigan State thinks over the years Michigan has been a little dirtier about it. When I say dirty, I don't mean anything illegal. But there's a lot of negative recruiting. And don't you think for a second. Don't you think for a second that the Michigan coaches aren't telling recruits or aren't going to tell recruits about D'Antonio's health, and there's a concern there, and you might want to reconsider going there because Michigan State has made real inroads in recruiting, and I am not a Spartan slappy. I think you know that. I've never been that way. I have no interest in this other than to report what I know and what I hear and what I read and what I can figure out. And what I have figured out is that and Kirk Cousins said this a while ago, the biggest difference in this program is we're getting recruits now that other people want and the guys down the road want, and that wasn't the case for a lot of years.
Fred, I want to get your take on the game. The way I see it, this game is pretty even, maybe with Michigan State having an edge, and I'll just say it, I'm a Spartan fan. I hope the Spartans win. That's what my heart says. But in my brain, I see a very, very close game with Denard Robinson being the difference. What's your take on Saturday's game?
Well, I think that's pretty on the spot. I think, to be honest with you, if you played the game at Okemos High School or at Ann Arbor Pioneer or Farmington Harrison, what I'm getting at is if you made it a level playing field, I give the Spartans more than a slight edge. I think they have a better running game. They have a better offensive line. They have a better defense. Their secondary is better. They tackle better. They have better special teams. But that quarterback's a huge thing. And losing 2 years in a row to Michigan State's a huge thing. And playing at the big house is a huge thing. Now, those are three big factors. And I was actually pretty stunned when Michigan came out Monday morning was a 5-point favorite. I think it's 4.5 or 4 now. I didn't quite get that, but I guess that tells you how special Denard Robinson is and is perceived. Because I think Michigan State is clearly the better team. But Denard Robinson is that good, and Michigan State, I'll promise you, has spent a lot of time with Greg Jones and Eric Gordon and the defensive line. I think Will Golston's going to play more this week. You talk about keying on one player. I'll bet you, and I don't know this, I'll bet you that Michigan State's every effort has been in the film and on the field of shadowing Denard Robinson, coming up with schemes to stop him, beat the hell out of them if they have to, and he's the key to this game. Denard Robinson is the key to this game because he's so good and so quick, and if Michigan State contains him, they could win the game by 2 touchdowns.
Who wins? Who wins and what's the score?
I think Michigan wins, and that defies everything I just said to you, and I think Michigan wins a high-scoring game like 44-38, something like that.
Well, Fred, I always like to talk with you because I know you're, and maybe not by fault, it's just the way you're built, but you're a historian of Michigan sports. Tell me, before we let you go, tell us a couple of your favorite Michigan State games.
Well, of course, in 2001, I was working radio at the time at WJR, so I wasn't at the game, so I can't count that, even though the T.J. Duckett catch from Jeff Smoker was terrific. I like to consider games I was at, and I've been at most of the rest of them. I was in the end zone, at the back of the end zone the year Desmond Howard was tripped, and when they went to the 2-point conversion, in fact, I talked to Gary Muller about that just yesterday, and how Michigan didn't get the call, and State got a big victory there, and as I say, I remember back in the 80s when George Perlis, this is why I don't do a whole lot with recruiting, Tony, but George Perlis on recruiting day barked out, and I love George, he said, "We knocked our socks off in recruiting." And Shem Beckler heard that, and he went into the Sorton Stadium that year. That was 1983, and it beat him 42-0. in those years because Bo hated hearing that stuff. And then they beat him, you know, like 8 out of 9 years or something like that. And that's why I think recruiting is way overblown. And, of course, I was at the 3-overtime game when Braylon Edwards went nuts, and I thought John L. Smith blew that game. When Michigan State had him at the Big House, would have been a big program win, similar to what D'Antonio's wins have been the last couple of years, and State let him come back and let it get away. Edwards went nuts, and Michigan danced off the field in 3 overtimes. That was a devastating program loss for Michigan State. I remember Harbaugh breaking his collarbone at 84 and Bobby Morse running up that far sideline at Michigan Stadium. There's been a ton of them, so nobody can ever pin it down to one, but that 3-overtime game was probably the top one for me.
All right, it's going to be fun. 3:30 at the Big House Saturday, Michigan, Michigan State. And Fred, one more time, talk about WLNS's special.
Thank you. 11 a.m., the Battle for Bunyan, Michigan against Michigan State, live for 1 hour, lots of features, behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm not a big X's and O's guy, Tony, so we do a lot of features. We did something with TJ and Tico Duckett. We got Bill Berkman's studio. We've got a Brand Standard piece. We've got a piece on George Blaha. You'll probably hear less from current players in the game than, because I'm like you, I like the history, and I like to talk to people who aren't trained and programmed to say what they have to say, so we're doing a lot of that kind of stuff and getting ready for this game. 11 o'clock Saturday morning, the Battle for Bunyan, and thanks again for the plug.
Talk to you soon, Fred. Thanks so much.
All right, Tony, thanks.